Honey, I'm so proud of you. Yes, you're about to go off to college and truly become, just a young man that I will be so proud of. Now, I've been waiting to have this talk with you, and I figured now is as good a time as any because you'll be leaving soon, and I want you to start your life as a man in college the right way, okay? So have a seat. I promise it's not going to be some corny mommy speech. It's going to be very practical. And, I know it's hard to believe, but I was your age once. And I'm going to use some of, my wisdom and, what makes a good, strong man, because that's all I want for you. I just want you to be the best man that's ever walked this earth. So, okay. Now, I know you already know this, but you're going to meet a lot of really hot girls in college. Hush, I'm not. We've already had the birds and the bees talk. This is completely different, okay? Now, college girls, and I was a college girl once, so I know how this goes. When you get away from your parents, when you're in college, you start blossoming, sexually. You feel more free to be kind of flirty and, lack a better word, slutty. And so you're going to be around those girls. And I know you think I would say, stay away from those girls. But listen, you deserve those girls. You are a handsome young man, okay? And you're going to feel the urge to really want to take advantage of these weak girls, because trust me, girls at that age, we are weak. We are so weak. We may not look like it. Even the most confident, slutty girl at a party, she has all kinds of weaknesses, all kinds of soft spots. So, my advice is going to be for you not to dismiss taking advantage of these girls. And I know this sounds wild and against all kind of parent code, right? But I feel like I'm doing the best thing I can do as your mother. And honestly, people don't talk about this stuff enough, the basic truths, because I know you're a smart boy. We as females, we are the weaker gender. There's no argument. No one can prove that wrong. Because you are a man, you are already completely superior to any of us women. And the reason I'm having this talk with you is so that you can be even more superior and not afraid to be the kind of man that you were born to be. Because, honey, I know that even now you probably have them. You have very aggressive and primal, dominant urges. Like you just want to just fucking take a hot woman. When you see a woman or a girl that just really turns you on, you just want to, just really take them and maybe even hurt them. And that is completely natural. You were born with those, mommy's not smart enough, those hormones and those chemicals that bring those urges. And so in college, this is a prime time to really take advantage of these whores and get the maximum pleasure from them. And, think of this as a rite of passage. And I know you. You have always been such a sweet boy. You know, you've been raised to be that way. But now that you're a man, it's time to throw that all away. Okay. And when you are living up to your true potential as a man, it's not something that you can flaunt, you know, in public, because our society, you know, feminism came around and, you know, you're probably going to go through these lectures of anti-rape at your school, because that's a thing now. And the Me Too movement, it's all complete bullshit. Trust me. I have been with enough men that are living to their true potential, even nowadays. So all the Me Too stuff, all the bullshit that they're going to teach you about consent is just absolute garbage, okay? So just let it all just float off your back. Don't listen to it. You trust mommy, right? Yes, and I know these things. I've been through college. I've been through life, you know, as a woman up till now. I know how men are. And I know what men are supposed to be. So I'm going to give you some advice and some tips and tricks for really how to take advantage of these sluts that you're going to meet in college, okay? And I know this is weird because mommy is using some words that you have never heard come from my mouth, but now that you're an adult, I mean, I can be this honest with you. We are sluts, and we are rape sluts as women. We're biologically designed to be. We've got three rape holes, right? We have you as a man, you have the cock and you have that urge inside of you. And we women, we're so weak. I mean, we never feel that dominant urge that you men feel. And it's just meant to be. It's meant to be. I mean, why else would we be designed this way? And I'm sorry, honey, putting on makeup, wearing dresses, wearing thongs, doing all the crazy things, shaving our legs, getting bikini waxes, all these crazy things that us women do, they are not pleasurable. They're terrible. They take up time. Some of it hurts. And you know what? We do it for men. There's not a lot of women that will say, you know, fuck this, I'm just going to be a hairy, ugly, you know, whatever. Most women are trying to be the sexiest version of themselves. And some women don't even realize it. You know, thankfully, mommy realizes it. And that's why I'm able to give you this wisdom. But these sluts in college, they're going to be dressed up. They're going to spend hours looking pretty and slutty for you. And they're practically baiting you. They're baiting you in. And you as a man, you have every single right to take what you want. And there's going to be some sluts that are willing, but a lot of them, majority of them, are not going to want to be taken. Like you're going to take them. It's going to literally be rape. But rape is not bad. It really should not even be illegal. I mean, the government putting rules on men like that, I just think is complete and utter bullshit. If a woman is wearing a short skirt, if she's showing her cleavage, if she looks so fucking hot that she makes you want to rape her, she was asking for it. It's always her fault. It's simply her fault for just simply existing, for being brought into this world as a female. And it's your right to rape whatever you want and to treat her however you feel like treating her. We are naturally submissive. We are. We need men to put us in our place, to tell us what to do, to just do things to us and take us. And I learned this the hard way in college. Mommy, you know, I was raped many times. I can't even count how many times. And you know what? I'm going to bring up another fact to back myself up. Have you seen the statistics for rape? I mean, it's almost like every woman has experienced rape in their lives. It's just more proof that men will take what they want and they deserve to take what they want. It's going to happen no matter what kind of little lecture you get, no matter what the government does, it's always going to happen. Women are going to get raped. But I did learn this the hard way. I went into college thinking that men wanted to date me and spend money on me and take me out. And, you know, then there'd be some romantic love making or whatever. No, none of that happened. And don't you dare, honey, think that you have to take a woman out on a date to be able to rape her. You don't have to do shit. I mean, if you're simply walking through a party and you see this hot girl that you want to pull to the side and ram your dick in her mouth, that's what you're going to fucking do. Because that is your right. She was baiting you, and it's your right to take her. And some of these girls, they're going to, you know, say no, they're going to act scared, they're going to cry, and, you know, all these things. And don't you dare feel bad for that, okay? I don't want you ever to feel shame for how you feel naturally, for what your body instinctually wants to do. Because if that girl, just by simply looking at her, you wanted to rape her mouth until she was drooling all over the place, that she was asking for it. And you naturally felt that way. So that's what you get because you are the superior gender. And listen, I can't think of a time where I have enjoyed any sex. It's not enjoyable for us. Most of the time, especially when men have raped me, I didn't enjoy one second of it. I was forced into positions that were uncomfortable. I was pounded where it really hurt. You know, just aggressive taking. And you need to remember that whenever you pull a woman, you know, to the side and you take what you want and you rape whatever hole that you want, remember, it's not about her pleasure ever. It's never, never about her. It's about you. Now, when you first, you know, get all settled in the college and whatnot, and you start going out, you start going to parties, or you're walking around campus, whatever, I want you to really look for easier conquests, because I know it's going to be different for you to get into this new role that I'm trying to teach you about. So I'm going to give you some easy rape victims. Now, the easiest rape victim when you're in college are drunk girls. You know, their inhibitions are out the window. They're just even more stupid than they are, you know, when they're sober. They're the best rape victims because you can just rape them as hard as you want. You can leave them there and they probably won't even remember who you were. If even better, honey, if you find a girl that's really, and I know you know what this looks like, you can tell when someone's drunk enough to where they're going to black out at any moment. And so look for girls that are really stumbling about and just looking like at any moment they could just fall over and pass out. Those are the perfect rape victims because they're not conscious at all. You can do whatever you want and they're just going to lay there and just be pretty. Pretty little rape dolls for you to use. These are going to be your perfect rape victims. Mommy was my first rape was actually when I was drunk. And, you know, it's my fault for getting that drunk, but it's also my fault for just simply existing as a woman, you know, being a rape victim is my fault. So make sure you go to all the parties that you can and you seek out the drunkest of girls. You pick out the ones that you want to rape, that you want to see them covered in your cum, or they just simply make your dick throb. Those are the girls that you're going to pick. Now, another advice I have for you is, you know, us women, we can be pretty simple. I know that some people say we're difficult, but we're pretty simple. Okay. Every single woman has some kind of confidence or self-esteem issue, and you're going to use those to your advantage. And I'll give you a story behind this, okay? When mommy was in college, I, of course, had self-esteem, confidence issues, and I thought I had, you know, became pretty good friends with this particular guy that lived in my dorm building. Well, what he was doing is he played mind games with me. He got really, really forceful one night and raped mommy. So that was one thing. But he stayed my friend. And he would give me, you know, he'd email me, or when he'd see me, he would just simply compliment something about how I looked. And it would immediately make me submit to him. So if you can find, you know, befriend a girl that you find hot and go ahead and assume she's got some confidence issues, put her in her place, rape her silly one night, and then afterwards continue to be fake nice to her and lure her in with promises of dates that you never do. Compliments, telling her that she's beautiful, and you'll have her in your pocket. You'll have your own personal rape doll that you can use, you know, whenever you don't have another girl to rape. Those are important to have. You know, people call them friends with benefits. So we'll call, for our sake, we'll call them friends for rape, right? Now, another easy way to control a woman is we are very easy to control and to train through orgasms. Okay. So if you find a really hot girl that you want to keep forever as your own personal rape toy, get her in bed. So this will be when a woman consents to having sex with you. So you get her to bed. I mean, this actually could work. This could work even if you were raping, because you can rape, you can force orgasms in your rape victim. And it's very humiliating. That's happened to mommy. A man made me come over and over again while he raped me. It humiliated me, but it also controlled me. Because, and here's my point, is that think of it like women are like dogs that you're training. You know, you give them a treat, an orgasm, and you do it over and over and over again. And eventually that dog or the woman will come back for more. No matter how you treat them, no matter how aggressive, no matter how rude you were to her, she will always come back for more orgasms, because that's how weak we are. We are like trainable dogs, us women. Now, let's cover the more non-consensual experiences that I insist you have, honey, okay? When you get comfortable enough to be more aggressive, because I do urge you to go slow. Go slow with the drunk girls, and then you can get more an expert level. And then before you know it, you'll just be the most superior male on that college campus. But there's going to be some girls that aren't as weak, you know, physically and mentally. They're just a little bit stronger than other females, okay? And you have to use certain physical tactics for them. So the first thing, if she's a lot tinier than you and she isn't very strong, like she's not a gym rat or anything, you can obviously use your force to pin her down and rape her. That should be pretty easy, right? Also, if you keep your hand planted on her neck, she'll panic a lot, and that'll bring her strength down. Because, and honey, let me interrupt myself. Do not worry. Do not worry at all. If you happen to choke one of these sluts out like a little bit too long, if you end up snuffing them, it's totally fine. Just wipe your prints away, and mommy will give you some more tips with this. But it's totally fine. Or if you just choke her unconscious, don't even worry about it. That actually helps you. But anyway, back to it. Keep your hand on her neck and just squeeze when you need her to stop fighting back so much. I promise that will make her lose her strength, because that's happened to me. I've always been, you know, a gym rat, you know that. So I'm pretty strong for a female because I like to keep my body tight for men to hopefully rape me. That's why I've always gone. But in college, a lot of the men that raped your mommy would hold me by the neck, you know, when they were on top of me or when they were making me rape their cocks with me on top, they would hold my neck. And I would notice that they would squeeze harder whenever I tried to fight back or if I got too loud. So that is a great method for you to use. You also need to go ahead in your spare time and look up on YouTube different ways to, I'm not talking like a crazy bondage, you know, that takes months to learn. I'm just talking about basic knots like the hog tie, which really isn't too difficult, or just a simple kind of sailor's knot to put her hands behind her. If you really want her to, you know, be completely submissive and unable to do anything but take your rape, look up those. Those are also great ways. Honey, there was one party I went to in college where these men, I was just so drunk. I was so crazy drunk. And so it was very easy for them to put me in a hog tie. So here I was in this bedroom, and my legs, my ankles are tied to my wrists behind me. I'm on my belly. Literally could not move, honey. And I can't tell you how many men came in and raped me that night. And they were so successful. Oh my God, I hated it so much, honey. It was so uncomfortable. I was numb in my wrists and ankles. It was terrible. But, you know, I'm the inferior gender, so it just had to be done. I had to be raped, so I took it. And yeah, so teach yourself some basic knots and light bondage, because sometimes when you get a rape victim, it'll be easier to just, you know, hold them in place in a very easy way. And honey, if you can, always rape an orgasm out of your rape victim. But I mentioned before, it's humiliating, and anytime you can humiliate a hot girl, you've got all the power. But the other thing that helps when you make your rape victim come is she's less likely to make a big deal out of it. Because in her mind, she's thinking, I must have enjoyed my rape. And this is what truly kind of switched me to being the submissive woman I am to men and the gender traitor that I am. It's in college. This man raped so many orgasms out of me. It was shocking. I was just squirting all over the place, coming over and over, and he was making fun of me, calling me like a sloppy, rape-loving slut. And by the end of it, I thought, huh, like, I must have liked that at some level because my body was having an orgasm. And even though I hated every second of it, oh my God, he was so rough and he was so, so mean. I thought, well, my body must love this. And that's when it all switched for me. So if you could switch one of these college sluts into being like your mother, a gender traitor, and truly submissive to the patriarchy, then all the better. But it does help with keeping her quiet and humiliating her, which is great. Also, never, ever wear a condom. Never. It's not your responsibility to worry if she's on the birth control or not. It doesn't fucking matter, okay? Because if she gets pregnant, that's not your problem. You should never pay for an abortion. You should never, you know, be walked up to by a woman and say, you've got me pregnant. We got to have this baby together. No, you don't. Call her a fucking whore, and she should probably keep her legs together and, you know, just fucking humiliate her for being a pregnant bred whore. And I promise she won't bother you. Never wear condoms. You deserve to rape those hot sluts raw. And if any give you too much of a problem, always remember, and I know this sounds completely extreme, honey, but, you know, if one tells you she's pregnant, she's going to take you to court, blah, blah, blah. You tell that bitch that you're going to rape her pregnant cunt and then snuff her out while you're at it. That way she's just wiped from your worry list. You don't have to worry about her. Don't feel bad about that. Because she's just trying to imprison you and trap you. And she obviously doesn't know any better. She should just go get an abortion without even telling you or have the baby and be a single mother, whatever. It's not your fucking problem. So always remember that you have those options. Just snuff them out if they become too much of a problem. Because sometimes these whores, they just don't have any sense. They are nothing like your mother. They don't understand that we are always submissive to men, okay? So I know I gave you a lot to think about, and I'm going to let you sit with this for a while, but mommy's going to make sure that we keep in contact in the subject because I know it's a lot. You're having to rewrite all the things that you thought, you know, rewrite all the things about sex and about dating and such. I know we're going to have to talk often, and I'm going to make sure that you do live up to the man that you were born to be, okay? Because I know, and there's other women that know, and lots of men that know, that women's pleasure, women's happiness, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is a man's enjoyment when it comes to sex. You are the one with the cock. You are the one with the cum. You are the one with all that aggressiveness inside of you. And you are going to use whatever hot sluts that you see at college, you're going to use them as you were intended to, okay? You're going to make me proud in this way. And if you don't, honey, I don't think I can talk to you anymore. Because if you were to be a weak man, you know, a man that doesn't live up to his full potential, I don't know if I can be your mother. So we'll be in touch about this, okay? And I have so many more tips for you, I promise. Okay. Well, we'll talk later. All right. Mommy loves you.